with Drake and Select Chair Tony Archinski and Drake and Select Woman Kathy Richardson. Sean, go ahead.
One more question for the candidates before we get to the override. Why should parents choose Drake at schools over charters and techs? And what is the role of the Board of Selectmen with regard to education?
Okay. I'll take that one first.
Because you're sitting next to me. You might as well go first.
Okay. I think that we still provide a quality education to the children in our school system. So that's the reason why I would choose to send my children to the public school system. Although my kids went to the Volk, but that was for specific reasons because my kids had different interests relative to working in the trades.
What's the role of the Board of Selectmen over education?
Well, I think that we have to support the school system. We have to support it, but at the same time, keep from, taking over. The school system under education reform is autonomous. They have their own set of administrators. They have their own school committee that oversees the administrators. So I say that we should support the school system. We should support everything that they do. But at the same time, we also should allow them to use their own experts to run the system.
Kathy.
Well, I think that's part of the reason why I started the tri-board 4 years ago. And I think it was clear to me in my first term that there was lack of communication between the school committee and the finance and the Board of Selectmen. So I think our joint efforts regarding the budget is where we really can help the school committee. My daughter goes to Campbell School. My sons both graduated from Drake at High School. I graduated from Drake at High School. I think Drake at school systems are fantastic, and we have some incredible staff. So, I think our job as selectmen is to support the school in their efforts, go to the different, functions that the kids are doing, acknowledge the kids' activities, or, anytime the kids are doing fundraisers, we've had them in front of the board to help them publicize their efforts. And I think, certainly things like the Varnum Day Award that Rebecca and Deuter and I worked together on, a couple of years ago to establish shows collaborative effort between a school personnel and the Board of Selectmen. So I think any of the things that we, can do to jointly support, publicize, and, just put out into the public that the kids are doing incredible work, and the teachers, like just Mr. Chuckman with his most recent award, just shows that the staff and the students are fantastic, and we need to publicize that for them in a way to support them. Tri-Board is an open discussion between all three committees.
That's a direct question that I was going to go into. The schools are not allowed to use any state funding or school funding to do any kind of advertising or marketing of the
Correct.
Schools, yet the charter schools and the Volks and they can. Should the town provide marketing resources for the schools to do that for them?
Well, I think one of the things we talked about at the candidates' night, is that the act of the website that we're trying to improve through the town, and I think there's probably a way to link, social media so that the school, activities can be publicized, not in an advertising way, but just, through notices of events and that sort of thing. I think you have to be careful because there's all kinds of regulations regarding that, and you have to be we have to be cognizant of that. But I think just the joint efforts and acknowledgement and, encouraging the Lowell Center to report on the kids and their accomplishments and the teachers' accomplishments is free advertising, so to speak, but it stays within the parameters of the law.
If I can just throw one thing in, seeing how I started the question, I think the best way to support the school system is to support the override. Simple as that.
Okay, here's a question. Now, in the book According to Shaw, one of the things he would like to see, and as I get more involved looking at the municipal and the school finances, what is wrong with taking the superintendent of schools and just making them a department head under the town manager or under the city manager? And they would be a department head just like everybody else, because no matter what happens, the schools may be autonomous, but they depend on the city or the town for the funding. So a yes or no question, because we're running out of time. Would you be in favor of the state changing the laws to allow superintendents to become department heads under the city or town manager?
No, because I believe that they would lose their autonomy.
Kathy?
I would say yes. Yeah, I would say yes.
That was easy.
The big question.
Okay. Are you in support of one or both of the override questions, and why or why not? Tony, why don't you go first?
Tony went
first. He has to go first.
He wants to go first.
Okay. Am I in favor of one or both of the questions? Well, as you know, that I worked on the Joint Budget Task Force after becoming chairman of the board. I appointed the Joint Budget Task Force. We studied the budget for many, many months, as we spoke about earlier. I think anybody that went to those meetings or saw any of those meetings or read any of the reports that came out of those meetings, there's no denial that we need more money on both sides of government. I thought it was a great collaboration between the town side of government and the school side of government. I made some very good friends on the other side of government. So the bottom line is I was in favor of just one question. We are all one town. We were all in agreement that the money was necessary and it was reasonable. It was needed. So when the board voted to make it two questions, I thought that was somewhat divisive. Although that's what the board did, and I respect my colleagues that I work with every Tuesday night on the board. So we now find ourselves with two separate questions relative to proper funding of the town. I believe and I support both questions, and I will be voting to support both questions.
And Kathy.
Okay. So a couple of things. One is that one of the questions is about the technology. And I would argue that the schools, in fact, do need the technology. In my conversations with teaching staff, you know, as you know, my daughter's in school and I'm very active in the school activities, what they want more than bodies is technology. The bodies are nice, but the technology is paramount. And so, and again, we have Common Core sort of being shoved down our throats, and I'm hoping that that doesn't happen. And as many people know, I'm on the out there getting signatures to get it onto the ballot for November. So, you know, with any luck, that will go away. But the reality is that if that becomes something that we're still stuck with, we still have to come up with all the ability to test those kids on computers in 2 years. So the technology is absolutely needed. What concerns me about the amount that is being presented to the voters, because in an override they can then use the E-rate money for salaries, is that when we had the Joint Budget Task Force meetings finalized, the one number that they gave us was $1.1 million for technology. Now all of a sudden it's only $550,000. My concern is that that's not going to cover everything we need when 2 years from now we have to test everybody on computers, and are we going to go back to the taxpayers again for another debt exclusion override, et cetera.
I thought the technology was being phased in over 3 years.
Well, that's what I think, but how do you go from a question that initially was about the initial request was 1.1 plus another 550 for staffing. How does that, I don't understand that. And that
any raise in the base.
Yeah. I'm sorry, we should let her finish.
That,
right.
But yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah. My ultimate concern with that is that it's technology as a capital improvement. And it should be run as a debt exclusion. And I would support a debt exclusion question on technology. I don't support an override question on technology because it's a capital improvement. And in my practice, my thinking and everything I know about municipal budgeting, which is very different than household budgeting and business budgeting, a capital improvement should be under a debt exclusion. And the voters of Dracut have showed they would support that. The other concern I have with overrides in general, which is why I think we need to look at bigger discussions, global sweeping changes, and I think the will of the people is there to do that, is that the overrides do not guarantee that after the first year, what we have earmarked is going to be there and be used in the same fashion. And even though Mr. Duggan and the superintendent currently are saying that they will not, you know, veer from that particular plan, as we know, town managers change, boards of selectmen change, school committees change, there is no guarantee that 5, 10, 15 years from now, it's going to be the same.
Okay. With that said, I think any increase in the revenue stream for the town, which has been hurting for many, many years, is an improvement. Quite frankly, I don't care what the superintendent uses it for. I trust his judgment, and I think that he needs more money to run the school system.
And Kathy, anything?
Well, just that. I don't disagree that there are needs to be met, But I think there are other ways to do it than an override. And I do respect the will of the voters, and I know that the voters in Draycott are going to do what's best, what they feel is in their best interest. The other concern I have, too, is that we have to remember in Draycott that many of our residents own businesses in Draycott, and they're going to be hit twice. And that concerns me greatly for those people, because those increases are not just 100 or 200 for those people. It's much more exponential, and I do feel for those folks as well.
I think when expenses go up 7% a year and we can only raise the tax levy by 2.5% a year, after about 10 years we're behind the eight ball. I think that we've been kicking the can down the road long enough. We need to get some more money into the system so that we can get more police, more firefighters, more school teachers, more guidance counselors, and so that's why I'll be voting yes on both questions.
All right, we're just about out of time, but I want to give you each 2 minutes to get your message out to the voters and ask for their vote. And Kathy, we'll start with you.
Oh, okay. So I want to thank the voters for the 6 years I've been on the board. I think what I've demonstrated is that I'm going to work hard for you every day, no matter what. It's no secret that I've worked extremely hard against the Tennessee Gas pipeline proposal on your behalf. You know, my efforts in the town manager search was in regards to finding us someone who could really focus on economic development, and I will be holding his feet to the fire in that regard, because I think that's what we ultimately need to differentiate our tax base a little bit, which is now so heavily based on residential. And then the other thing is, too, that I really do feel that there are many, many tools in our toolbox. And Tony did point out the revenue and the expenditure process is not going to change. It's, in fact, going to grow. And so I will be back on the board to make those very, very difficult decisions and hard questions that need to be asked, because this is not just going to be fixed by an override. This is a much bigger conversation, and we see it on every level of government. And so I will guarantee to the voters that I will go back to the board and continue to ask the questions and continue to look for tools in the toolbox other than an override that are going to infuse our public safety. And it's no secret that I support public safety. I was there when the police asked us to maintain the Quinn bill for those who are eligible. I asked us to endorse the Secure Communities Initiative, which we did with Deputy Chartrand and Chief Richardson. I've been there for the police and the fire and the efforts to move forward on the RECC, so that'll put 3 fire personnel back on the equipment. So I have been there for the public safety and, again, the school system, and I will be back on the board to continue to fight for the voters of Draycott.
Thank you. Tony?
Well, thank you, Jerry. You know, as a homeowner and a taxpayer, you know, I feel the impact of everything that we do on the board. I have and I will continue to seek common ground in everything that I do on the board. I believe that I've done a good job as chairman and as a selectman. I've enjoyed my 3 years. I'm looking for one more term. So my promise to the voters and taxpayers of Draycott is that I will do everything in my power to keep town government accountable and responsive to them, and I would appreciate their vote on May 2nd. I'm number 3 on the ballot, so I certainly would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
All right. Thank you both for coming in. Nice job by both of you.
Thank you,
and
Jerry.
Good luck in the election.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Sean.
Yep, and Jerry, I just want to mention, if you have any other questions for the candidates, the Draycott Forum website is out there, draycottforum.com. You can drop a message to me or send a comment in there, and we'll get them to the candidates and get answers from them. Or you can contact them directly through the website at the town website.
Right, and our phone number at the Board of Selectmen is 978-452-1908. Feel free to call us.